God gave me a girl. It's Russell Dickerson on The Wolf. And that girl wanted a Stanley 40-ounce tumbler, apparently. It's the fluid containing device that is sweeping the universe. And I have come to a point now of complete...
Now you're shopping for one, huh?
Of complete misunderstanding and awe over something that is so ordinary, but apparently is so extraordinary now.
It's just the thing to have.
And it has to be possessed by a certain demographic. help me understand the Stanley 40-ounce tumbler phenomenon, because you've got one.
I sure do. And it's blue.
You are looking at getting another one right now. So what's
only
going on?
Because it's the Lainey Wilson Watermelon Moonshine Stanley. Yeah, I mean, I don't need one of every color, but last year for Christmas, my sister gave me one. Mm-hmm. It's the only way I would get one, because I'm not spending more than $20
on these things,
any kind of...
These things are expensive. Anywhere from $50 to $150.
Oh,
right?
Like $200. Yeah, what? If it's like a limited edition, people will resell them for like $200 plus. Yeah.
So the buzz is the limited edition thing, the exclusivity thing, and more than likely... Someone on social media, TikTok.
Some influencer. Made this. Or a couple of influencers, because it's not one specific person. It's just people started loving them and using them, and they came in all these cute colors. I think that's the biggest thing is,
the paint job. Okay. So, on a practical man point of view, I can tell you, having lived a few years, and seeing a few things like this over the years, there is absolutely nothing spectacular or special about the container itself, okay? Yes, it's got a narrower bottom that fits into the smaller cup holders.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a bigger top to hold more fluid. It's got the sealable top. It's got the pop-out straw. It's got the big handle. I can honestly tell you, I've been seeing those for years. Years!
Well, not of lately.
Years!
I mean,
That is not new. Because because it wasn't Stanley. It wasn't in pale paisley blue. And some influencer didn't tell you it was awesome. Or it didn't have the Yellowstone logo on it. Or Lainey Wilson on it.
Hey!
So there really is nothing really proprietary about it. It does the job that many other containers like it does, but somehow that one caught fire.
Mm-hmm.
And by
makes
the way,
makes me feel good and happy, and I like looking at it.
Yeah. So, in case you didn't know, the Stanley Tool Company has been around for decades. All right. Now, if you don't have, as a man, every man has a Stanley tool or more than one in his toolbox.
And now every girl has a Stanley mug.
Not every girl. And I will say this. I have, for example, I'm pretty sure that most guys have seen it or have used it or have one or more, the Stanley tape measure.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah. It's silver with the yellow Stanley label on the side. Mm-hmm. Everybody's got one. It is my trusty go-to tape measure, all right? I've got one. Everybody's got one in the toolbox. Nobody's freaking out and painting them matte pink and purple and putting Lainey Wilson on them.
Well, duh, you're dudes.
So if we put, like, George Strait on it, would guys go out and buy the Stanley tape measures? In droves, would it become a trend? I don't think so.
Maybe some guys would.
I don't know. So.
I think just girls, there's a big market for shopping and things that are cute and colors.
Yeah, I almost feel like we need a Wolf Stanley.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we might make some money. I mean, seriously, I'm just saying.
I don't think we're that popular.
Here's the thing. Like, what's the best part about it? Is it just the fact that, hey, look, I got what everyone else wants and I have it and I'm part of the Stanley Club? Or are you actually physically using this for its intended design and it really performs better than any other mug?
Yes. So,
have we tested it? Have you tested it?
Okay, well, let me tell you. Like, I use a Stanley. I'm not all about the trends.
Yes,
usually,
you
I
are.
Don't. Listen! So I got the Stanley from my sister, and okay. I use it only for water. It helps me drink more water because I like having it, and it's easy access with the handle and the straw. So the it's a practical item, but it's also cute.
Okay.
And I like carrying it around.
I get it. What if it wasn't Stanley brand? It was something that looked exactly like it, and it was the color you liked and everything. But it wasn't a Stanley. Would you be as excited about it?
Would I trade it?
Would you be as excited about it that your sister gave you this cool mug that makes me drink more
water?
But
it was off-brand.
But it wasn't a Stanley. Would you still be excited?
Not as excited.
See? It is about the trend.
It is. Well, same thing with the Razer phone back in the day, the flip phone. Remember the Razer? So I asked for one for Christmas. My mom gave me a Katana, which was, it looked similar, but it wasn't a Motorola Razer phone. Yeah. And I was like, she's like, I got you a Razer. I was so excited. I open it and it's like off brand. I'm like, that's not a Razer. It's not a Razer phone. And
it has to be the trending brand for you to be truly happy about whatever it is.
I mean, I'll be happy with whichever, but max happiness, it's just a thing. It's a marketing thing.
So this would drive you crazy then.
I'm sure I'll grow out of it, but not yet.
So this would drive you crazy. Seeing somebody like just walking down the street or at the mall or something, they got their Stanley mug, they're sipping on their Stanley mug, and then you look down and they're wearing what appear to be Crocs, and then they're not. They're Knox.
Like Walmart.
They're Knox. They're Knox. They're not Crocs.
I'm not going to judge other people.
You would. You'd be disappointed a little bit, wouldn't you?
No, not at all. I am not like that. I mean, you do you. I don't care if you have off-brand stuff. Yeah. I mean, I have off-brand stuff. I'm not rich. I can't afford all this stuff. But things that, you know, it's nice to have a little nice item.
I think that's it then. That's it. You're like, I couldn't afford it, but my sister bought it for me, and it is the trending thing.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's part of the allure.
I got a child. I can't afford...
I love it.
The stuff. So if someone gave it to me, I would be really happy.
So you were looking at my coffee mug.
Uh-huh.
And you noticed it says Yeti on the bottom, which is a very popular and expensive
brand. So he's here.
Brand.
You're knocking me for getting a Stanley.
No,
Yeti.
No. I didn't buy this. I'm like you. Are you kidding me? I can't afford a Yeti coffee mug. My son bought this for me for like Father's Day or something like that. I didn't even know it said Yeti, but I also have one that doesn't say anything on it. And I can honestly tell you there is no difference between the two when it comes to my coffee in the morning, whether one keeps it hotter or tastes better coming out of it. It's literally the same thing. But is there something about it saying Yeti on the side that for a brief moment when I look at it, I go, like, oh, I have a Yeti, dude.
Yeah, does it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wolf Nation State.